Lenny Mesechnas, Megillah Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Want to go back to Daf Dalet Amud Beis. There the Gemara had a discussion what to do if your Dalet comes out on Shabbos, or if the Svav comes out on Shabbos. When exactly to lay in the Megillah. But the Kuli Alma, you don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. And the Gemara asked the question, why? And the Gemara brought Rabba, Akol Chayav Mekriyas Megillah Ve'ena Kol Bekiyam and Mikra Megillah. Everyone's mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah, but not everyone knows how to read the Megillah. Zeri Shem Yelena Biyada V'yelechen Tzibaki V'yvena Dal Amish V'shisarabba. Maybe he'll take it with his hand and go to somebody who knows to teach him, and he'll go and be over the Isser Itzav Dal Amish V'shisarabba. V'yena Tamad the Shefer, and that's why when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shefer. V'yena Tamad the Lulav, and that's why when first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't take Lulav. Because we're afraid that someone might take the Shefer to a Baki, or Lulav to a Baki, and he'll be over the Isser of Dalamish Yisrael. So I want to go into Taisus Kasha, which I'm Rishayin and discuss. Taisus asks, what about Mila B'Shabbos? Why would there be a Gzera, just like there were Gezer, when the Mitzvah Deraisa comes out on Shabbos, Shefer and Lulav, the Mitzvah of Megillah, we don't do the mitzvah on Shabbos because of Xeri, you might carry Dal Amshus Ram to learn how to do it. Why don't we say the same thing by Mila? By Bris Mila comes out on Shabbos, a baby is born on Shabbos, the next Shabbos they do the Bris Mila, why aren't they Gezer the same Xeri of Rabbah? So Taisa says, of a Mila B'Shabbos Saint Lichas, Tachamir Shekei Nichur Soleh Yigim L'Brisais. One Taisa he says, because Mila is more Chamer, the Gemara says in Adarim that Mila is Chamer because of 13 Brisais, that nirchus by Mila, it's more chamadik a mitzvah than shayfa lulav and mikra megillah, and mimela, they didn't want to be matcha the mitzvah of Mila. And then he says another reason, v'gam einan amalam kenubaki, the sakana yesh bedavar. By lulav and shayfa and megillah, someone who's doing the mitzvah, even if he has no idea how to do it, he'll want to do the mitzvah, and therefore, he'll go to a baki to find out. But Mila, the one who's going to be doing the mitzvah, is a baki, no one will do a Mila if he's not a baki, and mimela, since the one who's doing the mitzvah is a baki, so he won't have to be cheshish and he'll carry to a baki to find out how to do the mitzvah. Now the Ritva says a different yishuv. This is already, we have two answers to the question why they weren't gezer by Mila, Mishnah, the Rabbah Shem, it let him be other man, it's a baki, lumba, if you're vened, the Amis of Shisir Rabbin. Taisa says, because Mila is Mohammed, Yidgim Abrisis, and another Teretz, because he's already a baki, otherwise he wouldn't do Mila altogether. The Ritva says another thing, that really, we're not Mancha Mitzvah Deraisa because of Zeir Deraba. That there were Deicha Shefer and Lulav is because we don't know for sure that it's the right time for the Mitzvah. It's really a Gemara in Sukkah, beginning of the fourth parak. There was not a bias when everybody knew exactly the right time of the Yom Tov, so Lulav was Deicha Shabbos. Only Bizman HaChurban, then the Chutzlaritz, they didn't know the Kriya of the Archa, then they were Mesakin that it wasn't Deicha, and since it's not Deicha in Chutzlaritz, it's not Deicha in Eretz Yisrael. Now Shefer, even Bizman HaBayis, they didn't know the Kriya of the Archa, because by Shefer, you only know it's Rosh Hashanah on the day of Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have to come on Rosh Hashanah to proclaim Rosh Hashanah, so only in the place where the Bezdin was, where the Makam HaMikdash was, that's the only place where they knew that it was Rosh Hashanah. And in the Mikdash it was Deicha Shabbos. So Lamaisa, by Lulav and Shefer, the initial Takana, not to be Deicha Shabbos, came when it was a Suffolk, if it was really Rosh Hashanah or the first day of Sukkot, and there was a Mitzvah Deraisa of Shefer and Lulav. And Megillah is the Rabbanan, so that's why they weren't Gezer, but Shefer and Lulav was only because they didn't know the Kivud the Archa. So even though now we do, because now we don't need the Bezdin to Mekadosh HaChadosh, we're Mekadosh HaChadosh according to the Cheshbon, but still, the Gemara says in Be'ya that we do Yantiv Sheni because Yizar B'minigav Yisainu B'yadenu, we act as if we don't know. So the same thing Lagabe not doing Lulav and Shefer is because in the Minig we act as if we don't know. So Al-Kabbalah, that's what you need. Mila is a Vandai Mitzvah Deraisa, so we know exactly when the baby was born, we know 100% certainty that there's a Mitzvah Deraisa today, that Zeir of Rabbah wouldn't apply. Lulav, the reason why it applies is because we don't know whether they are Mekadosh HaChadosh which day exactly, so we don't know for sure if anyways the Mitzvah Deraisa today, but nice if the fact that we have Zeir, we know for sure Shabbos is Zeir by carry on Shabbos, we mainly have the Zeir, and that wouldn't apply to Mila. That's the stuff. There's a discussion in the Rishayim about this time, which is not so negay our sugya. Another reason, another Teretz Ritvah gives, is that Mamil, it's bechol not shayach to say that we're not Deich HaShabbos and Zeri, you might do a malacha. Mila, you're allowed to do a malacha. It's Deich HaShabbos, even though you're doing a malacha. Lulav, Shefer, Megillah is not a malacha. You're supposed to do it on Shabbos because it's not a malacha. But Mila is a malacha, it's a malacha deraisa, and still Deich HaShabbos. So you're going to say that the malacha deraisa of Mila is Deich HaShabbos. But I'm not going to do it because of a chashash that you might do a malacha deraisa. That doesn't make any sense. It's a tiny deritva. Now the chayr is a little bit shver, because the malacha deraisa you're doing by the meal, that the Torah sanctioned. And the Torah said that when you do a malacha deraisa to do the bris mila, you're not being even any issa deraisa. But when you do a malacha of carrying the knife, letzarech the mila, or the baby, letzarech the mila, that's a malacha deraisa, which is taka achi of skila, which is taka achi of chatas. It's Chil Shabbos Gomer. So what's the taina? Because Mila itself is Deich HaShabbos? Yeah. The mitzvah's Mila is Deich HaShabbos. Machshirei Mila are not Deich HaShabbos. And the Mela, we want to be geyser, don't do the Mila on Shabbos, even though it's Deich HaShabbos, because maybe someone, we lend a biyad of Eirech HaTzubaki, and be Mechal Shabbos with Machshirei Mila, which has no heter. So just like we geyser that for Lulav and Shefer, why not for Mila? I, because Mila Gufa is Deich HaShabbos, so on. The Mila is Deich HaShabbos. That's because the Torah Taka allowed a meal on Shabbos. The Torah didn't allow carrying the Tzarech meal on Shabbos. Carrying the Tzarech meal on Shabbos, why is it different than carrying the Tzarech Lulav and Shefer on Shabbos? Now the Me'iri, when he says his Teretz, he says the Makshir and Mila are really Mutta Midiraisa, they're only Asa Midirabana. But that sounds like a different Teretz, not because Mila is Derech HaShabbos. Makshir and Mila is also Derech HaShabbos, Midiraisa. For Nisa Derabana, we're not going to be Geiza. The second Perakul Baz Mila is not Mashman that way. Maybe the Pshat of the Ritva is similar to Taisus Teretz of Yigim Labrisus. Once we see the Torah was so machmer amila, the Torah allowed Chil Shabbos to be done the Tzarech Mila by the Gufa Maisa. So even the Torah didn't allow Machshirim, the Al Kapanim, we're not going to make a Gzeri the Rabbanan on that. We see how much the Torah wanted Mila should be on Shabbos, it was able to be Deich HaShabbos with the Gufa Mila, so the Rabbanan are not going to push off Mila because of a Chshash that maybe he'll be Machal Shabbos with the Machshir. So the Vayla four Teretzim. Taisus Teretz of Yigim Abrisis. Taisus Teretz is that anyway the one doing the meal is a Baki, so we don't have to go to a Baki. The Dvas Teretz is that we only say Xeri the Rabba by a Deraisa when it's a Suffolk, like any, like the Ki and the Kivit the Yarcha. And even though now with Mekadosh Al Bechejim, we do what they did with the Mekadosh Al Piriya. And the Dvas Teretz, that since Mila Gufa is the Echa Shabbos, so Mela doesn't make sense to be Geizim Mishun the Rabba. There's another Teretz, the fifth Teretz is around on the Rif in Rosh Hashanah. It's actually Bun in the Beis Yosef in Arachayim Siman Tavkov Peches. It's also in the Chedushay around here. Now he says like this, by Shofar and Lulav and Megillah, everybody has to do the mitzvah. So everybody's busy with the mitzvah. Everyone's busy with Shofar, with Lulav, with Megillah. And therefore, if a guy's going to be carrying on the street, no one will notice. Everyone's too busy with their own mitzvah to notice that somebody is going Dal Amish Visaram to go by a Baki. Now, Shanky, by Mila, no one has to do Mila, only one person, only the person that has the baby. So if he's being going to be Taltal, Dal Amish Saradim, everyone's going to notice. It's going to be very noticeable. And everyone's going to stop him from doing it. We're not worried about that. As I tied it to Rat. Now, apparently this Teretz is early, because the Dvar brings this Teretz, but the Rat says the Teretz is not a good Teretz. Why? Because the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim brings this din. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim is talking about another thing, about, let's say someone's tummy on Erev Pesach, it's the seventh day of his Tumas Meis, and it's on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do Hazah of a Paraduma, of the wood of the Paraduma, to Matarim to make the Karim Pesach? And one of the reasons the Gemara says he can't is Xer of Rabba, because he might carry it for Amshus Rab. And there, he's the only one that has to do the Hazah. No one else has to do the Hazah. Vice versa, you have the Xer of Rabba even when people aren't Torah. So the Ran brings that, and the Ran says, but that's difficult, because everyone's running to do the Pesach. Not everyone has to do his particular preparation of Hazah, but everyone else is running through the Pesach. The Mela, he, when he goes and carries the Al Amis to do the Hazah, no one will notice. But here, no one's doing a mitzvah now. He's the only one doing the mitzvah, so people will notice it. So come this, the Ran saying of Gevaldik Yisayin, that the Xer of Rabba only applies when the mitzvah is mutal on everyone. And even Hazah, because the mitzvah of Pesach is mutal on everyone. The mitzvah of Shefer, the mitzvah of Luv, the mitzvah of Megillah is mutal everyone. But in the case where the mitzvah is only mutal on the Yachid, there is no Xeri the Rabba, people will notice it and they'll stop it. So Tainat the Sasem is Lefizah will come at an interesting halacha. We say, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, if your Dala comes out on Shabbos, like Bizman de Mekanesh al Piriyam, or even Bizman Azeh, when Tesvav comes out on Shabbos, you read the Megillah before Shabbos. Let's say a Yachid did not read the Megillah before Shabbos. We'll talk about Bizman Azeh, it'll be easier. Right? So I was in Yerushalayim, and Purim is Yudalid, and Tezvav is the time of Shabbos. Yudalid is Friday, and Tezvav is Shabbos. So when do you read the Megillah of Yerushalayim? When Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, you read it on Friday. Like everyone else, you read it on Yudalid. Let's say this particular resident of Yerushalayim did not read it then. He missed the Megillah. And now it's Shabbos. So Zaktis Vasemis, it should come out, according to the Ran, he should read the Megillah. We can't have everyone reading the Megillah on Shabbos because of Gzeira of Rabbah. But an individual, a Yachid, since no one else is reading Megillah, it should be the same as Mila. Just like we're not Gezer Mila, because he's the only one doing the mitzvah. So here, yes, we tell everyone must read the Megillah on Yedalot. Because if everyone reads it on Tezvav, we'll have a problem with Rabbah. But once we told everyone to read it on Yedalot, and there were some people that were Nenas, or for whatever reason did not read it on Yedalot, they should be able to read it on Tezvav. After it should come out, according to the Ran, Tanya's is fast amos, but he says, Malach alamaisa, you wouldn't think so, because the Paiskim didn't tell us this. So in the back of the Gemara, the Cheshik Shleima Akayim from Vilna, he also shtells it on the same shell. He says two possible reasons why it wouldn't be that way. One is, why it wouldn't be that if a Yachid forgets to read the Megillah before Shabbos, he still can't read it on Shabbos, even though the Ran said that whenever a Yachid's doing it, you don't have Xavier the Rabbah. One is, that Chazal went and said there is no Megillah reading on Shabbos. That's what they did. Why? Because if there is Megillah reading on Shabbos, then everyone has to read on Shabbos, and then Pemna Xavier Rabbah. Samel Chazal said Shabbos is not as man mikra Megillah Bechlal. Samel, there's no point of him doing it. Even if you don't have Xavier Rabbah, there's no point. It's not as man Megillah. This year, the Rabbanim were oiker as man Megillah. There is no mitzvah mikriyas Megillah on Shabbos this year. Not pshat, there is a mitzvah, but there's Xavier the Rabbah, and if we do it earlier, it doesn't exist. That's not the Zman Kriya. Second time he says, V'ayilam v'kitzei Shabbos is still Zman Kriya, and the reason why he can't do this is because of Xavier the Rabbah. But like, look, Chazal never made, once they make the Xavier not to do it on Shabbos, they're not mechala between the Rabbah and the Yachid. In the initial Xavier, then they think, will there be a problem of Rabbah? So by Shefa, Megillah, and Lulav, where everyone's doing the mitzvah, then there'll be a problem of Rabbah, so there will be Geizer. By Mila, it's only individual doing the mitzvah, so then there won't be a problem of Rabbah, there won't be Geizer. But once they were Geizer, they weren't only Geizer for the Rabbah, they were even Geizer for a Yachid. So as the Cheshek Shleim is two possibilities. Why is it that according to the Ran that says that Geizer of Rabbah doesn't apply when it's only Yachid, so why is it that the one who didn't read the Megillah before Shabbos still doesn't read the Megillah on Shabbos when Purim was out on Shabbos, either because they were oikir this man from Shabbos, or because when they made the Gzeir would apply to the Yachid as well as the Rabbin. If originally it only applies to the Yachid, they would have made the Gzeir altogether. But if originally it applies to the Rabbin, they made the Gzeir would also apply to a Yachid. So I'm being marich about this because I think there's a big nafkamina ledina. Which time of the Cheshek Shleim is correct? And I think it's the Machlekes HaPeskim. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Sadek Beis Sifkat Vav discusses like this. The Shulchan Aruch there says that B'Shas Hadchak, someone's having a hard time fasting, he could read the Megillah on Leil Purim before Nacht, after Plaga Mincha. He can read it before nightfall. If it's after Plaga Mincha, he may read the Megillah, and then he'll be able to break his fast. As they state in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham says, what if it's Shabbos? And it can't be the fasting, he's not fasting on Shabbos. So what is another reason why it's very, very difficult to read the Megillah on Meitzer Shabbos? That's the correct time. Could he be makdim on Shabbos and read the Megillah on Shabbos after Plaga Mincha? He says, why not? But he says he can't. Why? Because of Xavier Derabah. Xavier Derabah. So, even though on an ordinary Purim, there's a Shasat Chaka Makam Etzerich, you can read the Megillah before nightfall after Plaga Mincha. But on Shabbos, you can't because there's still Isser Etzah, then is the Xavier of Rabbah. So Ksam Sefer, and the Ksam Sefer is not there on Tafresh Sadek Beis, it's on Tafresh Peches Sevav, and it's also in his Tshuva, Simon Kuf Tzadik Hei. He says, according to the Ran, it shouldn't be a problem. The Ran says the only time you have Xavier the Rabbah is when everyone's doing the mitzvah, everyone's busy, so no one will notice that you can't wish us a rabbah. But by Mila, well, you're the only one doing the mitzvah, so people notice. So who would in here? Everyone else is not going to do a plaga mincha. It's only for an emergency situation. You have this one yachid that whatever it is, he can't, he's not available, he has a major emergency, Maitre Shabbos, he won't be able to do the Megillah, he wants to do it for plaga mincha. There's no Xeir the Rabbah, because he's a yachid on the yachid, there's no Xeir the Rabbah. So that might depend on the two timing of the Cheshek Shleimai. If the pshat is that the reason why the yachid who didn't read the Megillah before Shabbos doesn't read it on Shabbos is because they were oikid his mind from Shabbos, that's only when your Dalet or Tezvav comes out on Shabbos. And you were supposed to read the Megillah before Shabbos, and you happened not to, and now it's Shabbos, they're oikid his mind, you don't have this mind. Mashenkin here, where this mind is Sunday, this mind is Meitzah Shabbos, that is a halachic, read it from Plaga Mincha, so never oikid his mind. Plaga Mincha is only negay for a yachid. And merely one of the Xavier the Rabbah, they weren't like this man. This man is Meitzah Shabbos. And when this man is Meitzah Shabbos, this man is Sunday, so then you could lane it before Nacht on an ordinary day of the week. What about now Xavier the Rabbah? Now Xavier the Rabbah. He's the Yachid, and never like this man. Now Shengen the Magen Avram them done, like the second shot of the Cheshek Shleimai. That's Stam, even according to the Ran, you can't be a Mechal between the Rabbah and the Yachid. Chazal, when they make the Xavier, they figure out if the Xavier is only negated to a Yachid. There's no Xeira. So they will make the Xeira. The Xeira is the gate to the Rabbah. There's the Xeira. But once they made the Xeira would apply to Yachid also. So then it will come out that Plaga Mincha on Shabbos, when the Kriya is Meitzah Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to. You still have the Xeira the Rabbah, even though it doesn't apply to a Yachid. But since they were guys of the Rabbah, the Xeira wouldn't be applying for the Yachid as well. So these are the five Terutzim. We have Taisus Teretz that Mila is Chama Yigam of Rises. We have Taisus Teretz that Mila is already a Baki. So you're not Geizer that he'll go to a Baki, he's already a Baki. We have the Dvas Teres, say only Geizer when by the Raisa when it's a Suffolk and Mila Zavade. We have the Dvas Teres that since Mila Gufa is Deicha Shabbos, you can't be Geizer because of a possible Chil Shabbos. And we have the Rams Teres that only when everyone's doing the Mitzvah, then a person can forget and no one will notice. But if he's the only one doing the Mitzvah, when Ech Chesha shall forget, everyone else will notice and tell him not to do it. And now we have a famous Teres, final Teres that I'm going to say. The Taz is Teretz. The Taz is Simon Tavkuf Pechesefei. That he says that there's the Yisayit in Kol HaTayra Kula, the Rabbanah will never make a Gzeira to ask for something which the Tayra Beferish was Matter. If the Tayra, there's a Pasuk in the Tayra says that this thing is Mutter, Chazal will make a Gzeira. The Taz says it's been a gay to answer this question to Mila. He also says in other places, he says in Yerodei Simon Kuf Yitzayin, and Chayshemish with Simon Beis about other Inyanim. Al-Kopanim, that's what he says here. The Torah says, B'yayim HaShabbos, B'yayim HaFilu B'Shabbos. It's a B'Feirish Pasuk telling you to do Milah on Shabbos. If the Torah says B'Feirish, by Lulav and Shefer, even though he's supposed to do it on Shabbos, there's no B'Feirish Pasuk telling you specifically to do it on Shabbos. The Pasuk says to do it, maybe it means during the week. Of course, if you wouldn't have a reason not to do it on Shabbos, you'd assume, of course, Shabbos also. But there's no B'Feirish Pasuk. By Milah, Hayyaisit Simulacha, so the Torah said a B'Feirish Pasuk that you do it on Shabbos, that Chazal can't be Geizer. He says that's what the Gemara means when it says that Chazal is also Shiag L'Tayra V'loi Lavel Divrei Tayra. That's called Lavel Divrei Tayra if they're going against the Beferish Pasuk. The emphasis the Meiri says it right here. It was Mechavim to the Meiri. And in the Ikki Yisayit, it's a Taisa B'Amitziah, both in the Af Samach Dal on the days, then in the Af Ayin on the days. Taisa says, since the Tayra says L'Nachri Sashach, so Chazal can't make a Gzera not to do Ribbis with a guy. The Kesef Mishnah says it's Tayra's in Hilchas Malachim. A lot of shakal of Atari about this, you say, some Achrayim go with it, some Achrayim don't. But I can't help mention it. This is the Taz's Teretz, that since it says of a Feirish, the Pasuk, do Mila on Shabbos, because Al couldn't be Geizer, even if it was Shaykh, the Xeira of Rabbah. Now let's see another Sugya. The Sugya had Afayim and Aleph. The Gemara says, by Kriyas Megillah, we say, Magdim and Vilay Ma'achrim. Why do we say Magdim and Vilay Ma'achrim? The Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Vilayavar. Vilayavar tells you that you cannot push off the Megillah till after your Dalan and Dizvav. If for whatever reason you're not laning your Dalan and Dizvav, it would have to be early and not later. Now there's a Yishalmi that says, Be'elo oy mekdim v'leim achrim, kriyas Megillah chumas ishkalm, avos sudas parim achrim v'leim mekdimim. The Rif brings it down. That sudas purim, yim achrim v'leim mekdimim. And the Yishalmi asks a kasher, b'zeri b'leim kumra b'vo v'yasa isa b'shabbos, why don't you do the sudas purim on Shabbos? So he answered, "Amalei lasis oisim emishta v'simcha k'zim esish mchasik tuiy bebezin yasish mchasik tuiy b'day shemayim." Since you already have a simcha on Shabbos b'day shemayim, you cannot make the simcha of Purim. Then lasis oisim emishta v'simcha means that you have to make the simcha that day. If there already is a simcha that day b'day shemayim because it's Shabbos, the male that can't be a time for Sudas Purim. So reading the Parsha to Yerushalmi, if let's say Yud-Dal would come out on Shabbos, which you can't come out on our Cheshbon, but in our Gemara discusses when they're Mekadesh Shalpiriya, Yud-Dal coming out on Shabbos, so you read the Megillah early, either Friday or Yom HaKnisa, like the Gemara said on Daf-Dal on the Beis. But the Sudas Purim is done after Shabbos on Sunday on Tezvav V'Adar. The same thing, and this is Negei Bezman Hazeh, that when Yud-Dal comes out on Erev Shabbos, and Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, so when did the Mekafen read the Megillah? They read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, and the Gemara has one side, they read it by Yom HaKnisa, but either way, the Mekafen read the Megillah before. But when do they do the Suda? The Yerushalmi says, Ma'achrim, the Ma'acha, the Suda, and they do the Suda on Sunday, which is Tezayin. And the Rif brings it down. The Rif doesn't bring down the whole Yerushalmi. He brings down Suda, Spurim, Ma'achim, Vlei, Makdima. So the Rishayim, the Rajim, the Udva are very bothered. What's the pshat in that? Vlayavar. Are you going to say Vlayavar only goes on Kriyas Megillah? So the Rajim says, the Pasuk says not the way. The Pasuk of Vlayavar says, Kimu v'kimu ayehudim, right? Lias Aisim Mishneya Me'ela Kiksom Vizman Chalshana Vishana. Right? I'll call him Vilayim Vilayavar. Lias Aisim. What does Aisim mean? Asiyim means the Mishnah Vesimcha. So the Pasuk is clearly going on the Mishnah Vesimcha and it says Vilayavar. And he also says you can't say that Vilayavar is only that you can't be over on Tezvav, but that Yor is allowed to be over on Yedalad. Because first of all, Lizman Shalzeh, I think I had before, it was Manayim. It says Lizman Shalzeh. And again, that drasha should also be on the Asiya. And also, if that's true, that you don't have Vilayavar, so why, when Yudala comes out in Shabbos, don't the Ayaris just lay in a day later, on Tezvav? Has to be for either because Vilayavar applies to Yudala, or because that would be a problem, as Manish is there. So why don't you say the same thing about the Suda? And the Dva is Maisav a little bit, he says, Ishishkir la Asiya. If the Schira, we have it in Vilayavar, Sasiya also has to be in Vilayavar, Ishishkir la Asiya. So the Ritva brings another pirush in Yerushalmi that when it says Sudas Purim Achim Vlei Makdimim, it doesn't mean when it comes out on Shabbos. Sudas Purim Achim Vlei Makdimim means when the Kfarim HaMakdim Liyam Meknisa, so the Mikri Megillah you do early, but Sudas Purim you do later, not later than Yadalit, you do later than the Kriyas Megillah, which you do with Bismana. Like the Gemara says, that only when the Kfarim HaMakdim Liyam Meknisa is only for Mikri Megillah and Matanis Lavenim, but Simcha Neregis El Bismana. That's all it means. The Shalmi that says, the Suda Spurim Achim Makdim, it means that when the Kfarim HaMakdim Liyam Meknisa, the Suda Spurim, the make Bismana. But the Ran asks, so what's the Shalmi's Kasha of Yasu Eisu B'Shabbos and the Teretz of Ishtim Simcha Ksiv, Eshim Chasa Tulim Bezim, Eshim Chasa Tulim Bezim, Eshim Chasa Tulim Bezim, Eshim Chasa So the Ran says that the Pshad is, the Ran has all shtickle, that Ishkir Shkir Lasi is going on the Iker Zman. It's going on this man that was originally the Lechatchil of the Iker Zman. And the Raya is, because when the Kfarim HaMakdimim, the Kriya Liyam HaKnisa, we don't say that they make the Simcha also earlier because Ishkir Shkir Lasi. We say, no, the Kriya is Tach Liyam HaKnisa, but the Simcha is only Bizmana. So he says the Pasuk of Liyavar is also going on the Iker Din that were Maisiv Zman for Kriyas Megillah, and that's only by Kriyas Megillah. We're not Maisiv Zman for Simcha. Simcha is only on Yadalit. For the Ayaris and Tzvav for the Krachim. So when Maisiv's manna for Kriyas Megillah, there it says a din of Layavar. That the Safis as manim have to be before, not after. But here, we're not being Maisiv this man. Stop, you can't do the Simcha on the Shabbos for a different reason, because Lazar Simei Mishnah the Simcha. So Mamela, there it would have the regular din, it wouldn't pass Layavar. And also, Zmanish Lazat, Lais Manish, also, only passes on the Ikizman, the Ikizman of Purim. But here, the Ikizman of Purim, we say, Taka, Yaris, Yadalid, and Mekafen, it says, well, Zmanish Lazat, Zmanish Lazat. We have a problem because it came in on Shabbos, and we can't make the Suda on Shabbos. So mainly, we don't have Layav, we don't have any of these timing. That's what the Ran says. As I daf Belenin, Lefili Yushalmi. But the problem is, the Rambam learns this problem. Okay, let's say you don't have Layav. Let's say you don't have Zmanish Hazel like Zmanish Hazel. Let's say you don't have Iskish Skiri Lassia. He takes care of all the problems. But why do we do it later? Why not earlier? Why talk not earlier? So he says the reason is, because Akati Lamati Zman Chiyuvayim. Just like we say that Hakel and Chagiga can't be earlier because Akati Lamati Zman Chiyuvayim, Hu Adin, Sudis Purim can't be earlier because Akati Lamati Zman Chiyuvayim. So the Turi Evan says, I don't understand what the Ran means. Now, Niach Yematcheke, you explain, why does Novoli Aver, why does those managers that, those managers that, but you're still not explaining to me why it's Bedavka later, not earlier. I learned what these Manach Yavayu. He says, that's a good svara for Hakel and Chagiga. Because there, when you do it earlier, you're doing it before Yamtif. You're trying to bring a Chagiga before Yamtif, the Zman Chagiga is Yamtif. You're trying to Hakel before Yamtif, the Zman Hakel is Yamtif. And if you do it later, Yitaka doing Yamtif. Yitaka doing Yamtif. Hakel, Chagiga is Yamtif. Even Shavuos, which is only one day, but the Pasuk was Marba, that Shavuos has the same din of Pesach and Sukkot, that the Zman Chagiga is for 7 days. So you can't make it earlier if Shavuos is Shabbos, because it's not Yamtif yet. You could make it later, because that's the Zman Tishlumin. So that makes sense. When the Gemara says the Chagiga and Hakel is Leimati Zman Chivayu, they mean like this. If the first day of Sukkot comes out, or Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you can't bring the Chagiga on Shabbos, you can't make it earlier because it's not the time for Giga. You can make it later because it is the time for Giga. And the same thing, even Shavuos, you can't make it earlier, you can make it later, it's the time for Giga. Masha'en came Purim, Purim's one day. What's the difference later or earlier? What's the difference if Akati Lamati Zman Chivayu or was Ava Zman Chivayu? Either way, you're not getting the right day. So if you can't do it Shabbos, you might not have to mean it earlier or later. And the Rai is from Tisha B'Av. Why did the Gemara say by Tisha B'Av is Akdumi Penus and Lai Mekdaminon? Why did the Gemara say by Tisha B'Av also Akati Lamati Zman Chivayu? It's Mukha because the Pshad is if it's only one day, say, and we're not getting Tisha B'Av. What's the difference to do before Tisha B'Av after Tisha B'Av? Right? Same Shaila. So what's it do before Purim, after Purim? So that can't be the reason why the Yishalmi says to do it later, because Akait Lamad Zman Chivayu, right? You see, there are two problems. One problem is, how are you allowed to do it later? Layavar, Zmanish is Lai Zmanish is there, Ishu Sir Lasia. That the Ran answered all these kashas. Layavar is going on, the Zmanim Hanay Safim, only Kriyas Megillah, it's not going on Mishnah Vesimcha. Zmanish is Elik, Zmanish is only going on Ikedin. Not a din which you have to do because the Shabbos, fine. But then the Ran says, and why do you do it later, not early? Because the Akat is Madis Man Chiyavayu. In fact, the Turi Evan, Akat is Man Chiyavayu, I understand by Chagiga, by Hakel. Because there, when you do it later, you're in this Man Chiyavayu. Mashenkin, if Purim is one day, what's Akat is Madis Man Chiyavayu? And the Rai is Tisha B'Av. Why did the Gemara say by Tisha B'Av, why did it say Akat is Madis Man Chiyavayu? It must be if it's only one day, either way, you're not making this Man Chiyavayu. What's this before or later? So that's why the Turi Evan says, Zaitiga reasons why the Yishalmi says to push it off. He says, because we don't want to make Farim to think that the Suda has to be on the Yom Kriya. So they'll make their own Suda on Yom Knisa. We want the Farim to understand that even if you make them a Kriya, but the Suda is Bizvanai. So Mela, here, if the Krachim, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, they make them the Kriya to Erev Shabbos because of Oliyavar, if they'll be makd in the Suda as well, so that the Kfarim will think that any time you makd them a Kriya, you makd them a Suda, that's not true. When you makd them the Kriya of Yom HaKnisa, you're not makd them a Suda. So that's why we don't want the Kfarim to make a mistake, that's why we do it afterwards. Then he says, another thing, we don't want to be makd them a Seel the Schira, and the Rebbe Yehuda says that we don't want people to think if we're going to make the Kriya and the Suda on Yudalit, so people might think that that's really Tezvav. People who are in the Ir Mukav Chaimah, and they're going to make both the Kriya and the Suda on Yidal, they'll think, oh, that Yidal is Tetzvav, they'll make a mistake about Pesach. Like Rashi says in that base, people looked at Purim to figure out when Pesach was. Therefore, we would have to make it later, so people should understand, oh, one second, the Kriya was Friday, and the Suda was Sunday. So when was Tetzvav? And then they'll know that Tetzvav was Shabbos, so we couldn't do either of them on Shabbos, so we did one on Friday, one on Sunday, they'll figure it out. Hashem do both on Friday, they'll think that's Tetzvav. Al-Kabana, these are Zaytiga time. But what's Takib Shad in the Ran? What's Takib Shad in the Ran if it's one day? Why isn't the Turi Evan right? It's Kadal about this Man Chivayim is good for Hakal Chagiga because when you do it later, you will be in this Man Chiv. But if you're anyway going to miss this man, it's only one day. What's the difference if it's before or after? The Lechaira, he brought a Raya from Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av, the Gemara Stak, Dun Pidus Lai Bekdamina. Lechaira, we have a Raya the other way from Zman HaTzikayinim. Why is Zman HaTzikayinim Ma'achim v'loy makdimim? So Rashi also says, Akat l'mat dizman chiyuvayim. Rashi says, Akat l'mat dizman chiyuvayim, d'mui lo'y tzidei chavasim, v'chein atzik kainim, shekavu lehem zman kavu abinadar. So you see, that Rashi is saying, v'zman atzik kainim, also this yisayin, that you can't do it before the zman. Mestamin ha'pshat is, even if the zman is one day, but if it wasn't yet the chiyuv, you're not going to be yitzah. But if it was already the chiyuv, now you missed it, then you could be mashlim. Teshlumin is only after the chiyuv. Before the chiyuv is nothing. After the chiyuv, there could be teshlumin. But lemaisa, to help out the turi evan, zman etzekainim is interesting. The Gemara doesn't say the klal. Rashi says it. The Gemara says zman etzekainim v'tishvah chigav akam akam lekdimin tishvah v'akdum benus lemekdim. You know, chigav akam mishin nakatul lamadis ma'achivayim. The Gemara leaves out zman etzekainim. Rashi says zman etzekainim is because nakatul lamadis ma'achivayim. So from Rashi it's mavur that even if it's one day you have that time, it's like the Ran. But the Ran himself says the different shot. The Ran himself says the reason why by Zman Atzekainim it can't be Makdim is because every Mishpacha, everyone had a time where he brings the wood, and that wood was supposed to last till the next time. So if you go early, so they're still using the wood from the previous Mishpacha. You know how to do that. You can't go into the Tchum of the previous Mishpacha. The Mela, that's why they'll continue using the wood for the previous Mishpacha and you'll go later. Because you have no right to enter into the Gvul of the previous Mishpacha. That's what the Ran says. So that could be the Pshat where the Turi Evan learns Zman HaTzekainim, which is also one day. The Gemara never said a Katal about the Zman Chivayim for Zman HaTzekainim. So the Pshat and Zman HaTzekainim is not a Katal about the Zman Chivayim. The Zman HaTzekainim is like the Ran says, you can't be Nichlis to the Tchum of the other family that brought the HaTzekainim. Well, the Maisa Rashi is before it's not the way. Rashi is before it's like the Ran, that a Katal Madis Machmeh even applies to one day. So now we have a Kasha for the Turi Evan. Now what's the Kasha for the Turi Evan? Why by Tishabav Dinir Akdum Prunus Loy Makdiminan? Why Tishabav, why didn't the Gemara say, a Katal Madis Machmeh? What's Takab Shat? It should have said all these three, a Katal Madis Machmeh. So I wanted to answer, I'll be a Grach HaLashas. The Grach HaLashas says that the Navi that says these Tanesim, he calls it Tzayim Revi, the Tzayim of the fourth month, that's Tamas, that's Yizayim B'Tamas, Tzayim Achamishi, this is the Tzayim of the fifth month, that's Av, Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Ashvi, the Tzayim of the seventh month, Tishrei, that's Tzayim B'Dalim, and Tzayim Asiri, that's the Tzayim of the tenth month, the Tzayim B'Tedes. So the Grach HaLashas, the Masechus Rosh Hashanah, he says, the Ikat Takanas HaTainis, you could be Masana any day of the month. Chazal had to decide which day of the month. The Tekanis Nevi'im was any day of the month. That's why we'll speak about this Beis Hashem and Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Tzayim Revi is Tisha B'Tamas, the ninth day of Tamas. That's when the ear got broken into. So what's the Pshat we fast on Yitzayim B'Tamas? So the Gemara says in Tainis, because Mabaya Sheni they broke into it on Yitzayim B'Tamas. Shas behind the change in Tekanah. Teretz says it's Tzayim Revi. Now is a better day in Revi to fast because you want to fast the Bayasheni day. Val Kalpanim, it wouldn't be a problem of Lemat Zman Chiyavayu because Hayyos, you can't fast on Shabbos, so Mela we're going to use the Tzayim HaChamishi for a different day. It's not just the Tashlumin for the day, and that's why you need the Zman Chiyav. It's Kaveya that the Tzayim HaChamishi, the Tzayim of Av, could be either day. So that's why the Mat Kamantek Dum Penus Loi Mekdamina. Av's Lunyanenu. So what do we have here? We have the Ran is saying that when, and this is the Gei Halacha Lamaisa in Yerushalayim, in Eir Mekef Eschema, when Purim is, when Yudal and Adar is Friday, and Tezvav is Shabbos, so the Megillah is being read on Friday, on Yudal, when do you do the Suda? The Rashi and Dvar bothered the Yishalmi, in Svarah they would say that the Suda also Yemakdim, this Vilayavad is, and you can't do the Suda after Tezvav, because the Vilayavad, because Ishkis Kiyo La'asiyah, and Mel, you do it on Friday. And that's what come out according to the Ra'ah, that learns Pshat and Yerushalmi, not when Purim comes out in Shabbos, but when the Kfarim are Makdim Liyam Eknisa, so then the Purim should be Ma'achar, meaning they do it Bismana. But when Purim comes out in Shabbos, you do it Erev Shabbos. But the Ran is learning up the Yerushalmi Kipshutai, that you do it on Yom Aleph, he explains why there's no problem of Eliyavar, and also other Rishayim, the Kalbay, the Archas Chaim, also pass in that way. Now there's nothing befeirish in the Rishayim that argue on the Yerushalmi that says not to do the Suda on Shabbos and makes his drasha, Lassus Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, Misha Simchasa Tluya, Bebezdin, Yatsa Zesh, Simchasa Tluya, Midei Shemai. Lamaisa, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafresh, Mechesiv Vav Paskins, that when Purim comes out on Shabbos, like in Yerushalayim, when Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, we make the Suda on Sunday. But the Ma'albach, who was a big gadol that lived in Yerushalayim around the time of the Beis Seisef, he has a tshuva, and he says when he came to Eir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, he went to be Mevar the Salacha, when do you make Purim? And he came out, you make the Suda's Purim on Shabbos. And he says, the Bavli never brings his din, And he has a raya from Gemara later in Daf Lamed, which we can't go into now, that the Bavli doesn't hold that way. And he says the Rambam is moved that way, because the Rambam doesn't bring down this Yishalmi at all. The Rambam makes no chiluk. From the Rambam, it's mavur that we make the Suda on Tezvav and Shamus, just like every other year, we make it on Tezvav. Shamus is no exception. And he brought a tshuva from there, Bani Tzarfa, said also a mechriya to make the Suda on Shamus, and also the Mishloach Manus to make on Shamus, because that's a chiluk from the Mishnah V'Simcha. And the Rabbach passed away, Lachal Maisa. We don't pass like the Yishalmi. The Bavli doesn't bring it. There's a raya from the Bavli, not the Yishalmi. The Rambam doesn't bring it. That's a psak halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch, we said, Paschal's like the Ran, that it's on Sunday. But the Achreinim bring the Marbach, but Raven Achreinim are Matchan the Marbach. They Paschal like the Shulchan Aruch. The Radvaz, the Magen Avram, the Karben Asan, the Leid Behuda, they all Paschal like the Shulchan Aruch. The Prichanish says to Machmer to do the Suda both days. Mishmur brings this all down. Now, Lachal Amaisa, Avadah they make the Suda on Sunday in Yerushalayim, like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Marbach. Then the Maduris Dirshu brings interesting that Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukhachinsky in the Sefer Yira Kodesh Vamikdash says that Shmuel Salanta made the Suda both days. But the Maduris Dirshu brings the other Gedayim in Yerushalayim, I don't know what Rabbi Shmuel Salanta exactly did, but Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld and the Kafa Chaim were also there in Yerushalayim in earlier times, and Rabbi Shlaim Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, they all say there never was a minik to make a separate Suda on Shabbos. The minig was that during the Suda Shabbos, you make extra machalim, l'kaifurim, you drink wine, but they never made an extra Suda on Shabbos. I'm not sure, according to Rabbach, that's what you'd have to do, l'chariyah, but that was never the minig. They would have a little bit more mishnah v'simcha on Shabbos, and the ikka Suda they make on Sunday, like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch.